Shane Boyce of the Downings Club. We're here at the launch of the championship, up and running this weekend. I suppose you guys are going in as intermediate champions from last year. What's it been like so far within the camp, obviously playing Division 1 football and retaining your place in Division 1 as well? So have you had good prep for the championship?
I think it's been going well, all right. I can't complain now. I've got a couple of weeks to get things organised and get a few bits covered that we weren't so sure about there not so long ago. So everything going good.
Yep. Squad-wise, how are you fixed compared to last year? Because you had a really good run on Donegal last year, winning that intermediate. Were you able to... I know Larkin's away, so is Larkin Connors, but all on that, have you been able to keep everybody?
I've seen we kept the most men, although not there. We lost one or two more to Australia now, Ross Cullen and Max Davis. Mm-hmm. But that was a few boys on at the bottom there now, like a few younger fellas like Pageant Shields. Mm-hmm. He's come on well, he's kind of started nearly every game for us, so he's slotted right in there. It's hardly been... It felt like nothing to him, to be honest.
And he's had a good league campaign. You had a couple of big ones in there too.
Aye. Well, sir, anyone in Division 1 is a good one. Like, yeah, we'll take them all, especially in the first few years there, I suppose. You just got to try to stay there as long as you can until you start building to push on a bit more, I suppose.
And that's the case with senior championship too. It's hard to get out of intermediate, but it can be harder even to stay in the top flight. But you just have a good foundation there, and I'm sure that's the target, staying in the top flight this year.
Oh, aye, that's all you can ask for. You know, cement ourselves in there this year, and then next year try to push on again, you know. Just every year a bit of progress is all you need, like, just keep building from that.
Your first game away to Ballyshannon, you're heading to the far end of the county. It's not an easy place to go.
No, it's not easy, look, but sure, here, so no better way to get yourself up for senior championship than having to head down there and, you know, give them everything you got, just.
And there's something about South Donegal opposition, because you get four masters then in the next game, but you're playing at home.
I'm at home, yeah, so that's another one then, so you just got to, again, first home game, then after getting your feet wet in the first game, we'll see how we get on then against them.
Yes. You're going to have two home games, and if you can take a one or two in that, that'll put you in a really good position of keeping that top flight started.
Oh, I surely is. So just about again, we'll just worry about the first one and take it from there, week on week, as they say.
Yeah. We're talking about players going. We better mention the manager, because it's his first year, and with the club, Maxi back in charge. How has the group settled with him, and how's he settled with you?
I settled in grand, sure, as he knows most of us, to be honest, before I even landed. So it was grand, and going well. His training's been good, and can't really complain. But Barney's in there too. He's helping as well, doing his bit.
Yeah, but there's a bite in training now. As you go to the championship, it's a bit different than a few weeks ago. Can you see it? Can you, as you head to the opener this weekend?
Oh, everyone's champing at the bit, and sure as well. No football for a couple of weeks, barring a few friendlies. Everyone's mad to get going again. So all good.
Okay, listen, Shane. Best luck with it.
Cheers. Thanks very much.